Namaste. My name is Rui Zimmerer. I'm International Meditation Master. Today I want to speak about the greatest regrets. They've asked 100 old people what they regret. And it was not what they have done, it was what they didn't have done, that they didn't pursue their dreams, that they didn't live their dreams, or that they didn't live their desires, that they had fear to take the risk. Yes. Should this happen also to you? Imagine that you're 70 or 80 years old and ill and laying in the bed and regretting what you have done or not done in your life. You see, I love the Hindu scripture. The Vedanta is saying very simple. The world is desire, and we are coming to the world to live our desires. And if we have done so, then we have space for the divine or for God. So it is crucial that we live our desires, also for our religion. Because then we can follow our religion hard, full-hearted. Not half, only 20%, then we can make 100%. So, one example for myself, when I was a child with 8 or 10 years, I want to become an engineer, but I was so bad in school because I could not learn my mother language, German. Maybe this is the reason I speak today English. And still I want to become that. I was in a lower grade school, had no chance, but I became an engineer. And then I want to experience love, and I never had experienced love in my life. Because I was abused every day as a child. And then I went to all these workshops to open my heart and so on. And I found my great soul partner, or how you call it. And we had met Tantra. Deep Tantra, deep love, deep union. And as an atheist, I had experienced the Lord. And we both had great spiritual experience in this time. We had been only together 10 weeks. This had totally changed my life. And afterwards, my spirituality went through the roof. And so on. So, and then I want to make long retreats. I was 12 years in meditation retreats and so on. So the thing is, when I see other people didn't like to live their dreams. One example of my friend, I call this divine punishment. And really here, it is so true. I've seen it again and again. So he got a great offer as a civil servant from Siemens to earn at least 5 times more than now and with a great position. But the security of his job was for him more value. So he said no. And then what happened then? His chief changed. He got big trouble in his office. Then he met an Arabian girl, and the government thought he had done it because to earn money, that he could immigrate to Germany. And he nearly lost his job, so they have made a lawsuit against him. And at the end, he had too less money, so it was borrowing money from me. Do you think that this is an exception? It's not an exception. Just to follow our fear, our doubts, everybody has it. I have doubts too. Believe me one thing. I'm the most fearful guy in the world. I think always. But then I do it in any case. I don't care for it. Okay. Yeah. And this is a habit. A habit what you can learn. You feel your fears, your doubts, you watch your doubts, and then you do it in any case. Or in any way, it's better English. See, my English is not perfect. And then something new happens. Life becomes an adventure. So I don't see TV because my life is an adventure. And TV seeing makes you stupid. And then you change again and again. And you become much better. Because from all these challenges. And you're getting more confident. Even you're going through times where you don't have any confidence. This is for sure. Where you don't see the light. And then life becomes amazing. And I think it's with all my friends what I have seen when I didn't live their dream. They got so much punishment, and if you're really honest here inside what you want, hear it, ask yourself, and live it. And not only one time in your life, because the dreams are changing. The visions are changing. So I've lived so many opposite things. I was together with many women, then I have lived 12 years without any sex and so on. I change it all the time. What I live, I don't know in the future. The only thing what I care is that I live it total. And failing is a part of my life. So I'm the greatest failure I failed in every area of my life. Yes. And it hurts me very much. But my habit is to go up directly, not to wait, not to lay down because I failed. No. I go up directly. I have learned this. And this you can learn also. So I want that you live your passions. Regardless of what it costs. Okay. Thank you that I could speak for you, in front of you, and have an awesome day.